From my side, I want to express my profound gratitude for being able to present something on the Holy Name. And I want to encourage you. I really believe that it was due to Srimati Radharani's extraordinary mercy that we could come here and come here as serious pilgrims, trying to improve our relationships to Krishna, with to Radha and Krishna, through improving our chanting of the Holy Name. It is my keen desire that you remember your Sankalpa thread. It's also a memory thread, really, which is meant to remind you of these sacred moments. And please, please know, no matter what your experience was, elated, extremely blissful at moments, and also perceiving your own weaknesses at times, it really does not so much matter. What matters is that you were here and you are giving your best and trying. And please do attend further japa retreats. I believe many devotees will teach them. And please know that your own journey with the Holy Name will be a very private, personal journey. And your, let me say, this is the prime means in this time to become Krishna conscious. So please don't think, make it only a 5 days adventure in Varshana. Take your Sankalpa with you in your life. I'm very, very grateful to all of you and wish you a very, very nice japa retreat second phase. That's when you come now, go away from this retreat and go to wherever you go. That's the second phase of your japa retreat. That is where you put into practice your Sankalpa. Thank you very, very much, and Hare Krishna.
If Srila Prabhupada is pleased with us, that we've come here with a serious intent of, as Maharaj so accurately calls it, to increase our relationship with Krishna. Through increasing our relationship with Krishna's holy names, if Prabhupada is pleased with us, and it's clear to me that he is, because this is the purpose of coming to a holy place. And we've used our time here properly, and we pray that he will bless all the devotees who attended with his very causeless, sweet, tolerant, and powerful mercy. And as Prabhupada said when he came to the West for the first time, I wish I could remember the Bengali, but it's so wonderful. That my dear brothers and sisters, I declare that you will attain your results of your spiritual desires when Srimati Radharani is pleased with you. So that was Prabhupada's mood. He was so careful not to make it into a cheap or sentimental thing. But yet, that is the reality. And that was one of the first words he said in his, when he's thinking about Westerners, that you will attain the results when Srimati Radharani is pleased with you. And Srimati Radharani, how fortunately for us, is Krishna's compassionate aspect. She's not a hard taskmaster. There is one lecture on Radhastami where Prabhupada says, don't try, if you have a flower that you want to give to Krishna, don't try to place it in the hand of Krishna. What did he say? You know this one?
should offer it to Srimati Radharani.
You should put it in Srimati Radharani's hand.
And she will say to
And
Krishna
she will say to Krishna
that here is a devotee, they are a better devotee than me.
Here is a devotee who's even a better devotee than me.
Please accept them.
You please accept them.